shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebowing Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opening their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now is not only basketball season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking abilities, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers can't do it alone. They need help from parents too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Before we start the second half, and USA leads going into the locker rooms 30-19 over the visiting Bad Axe Hatchets. John Mooney broke down each quarter from the shot chart. What's it look like, John?
Good news and bad news. Good news for the Hatchets. They actually had more shots than USA. Bad news is that USA made theirs. When you take a look at it and breaking it down, USA, they had 37% go in, 11 for 29, while the Hatchets, they had 7 of their buckets go in out of the 32 that they had, 21%. They're getting the shots. It's just a matter of basically falling into the hoop and making this into a little bit more of a ball game. But again, more good news is that, you know, they are within, 11 points right now. That's not too bad. They're going to have to cut it down maybe 5-6 points or so and make a run in the fourth quarter.
As far as Bad Axe individually goes, Austin Termel has 5. Matt Kramer has 3. James Canarian has 2. Tyler Labor has 2. And Tanner Krug has 7 points for Bad Axe. They shot 4-for-5 from the free throw line for 80% in the first half. Not too bad, especially on the road. For USA, Jake Peachy has 1. Zach Kramer has 3 off of 1-3 in the first quarter. Aiden Ewald, same case with 3 points. Dan Rick is 4-for-6 from the free throw line for 6 points altogether. Grant Harris has a quick 2 points, and Brendan Ballard has 13 points, and Seth Gangler has 2 points. 30-19 and a half, and USA shot 6-for-13 from the free throw line the first half for a not-so-good 46.1% from the charity stripe in the first half. John, do you really think this might be somewhere Bad Axe can really attack?
Well, you know, something's got to give. You can't shoot that poorly for this long, okay? And you know, I think the odds are with the Hatchets. Go ahead and start hitting a few. All they have to do is relax and say, you know, we're in this ball game. for USA side, I'm going to tell you right now, they're playing in control because they're coached to play in control. I saw them make very few mistakes. Sometimes they were getting a little bit impatient as far as the offense is concerned, and that was just very rare. The rest of the time, they worked it around for the correct shot, and they got some good looks at it. And they call that, what, opportunity shots, and they were making good on theirs.
Overall, USA typically averages 56 points a game, and they're well on track for that with 30 at halftime, on track for 60. As far as Bad Axe on the road, away from Bad Axe, they score 47.5. They're a little below that at 19, on track for 38. 1 minute before the second half begins, it's time for one more quick break. We're tuned to WLEW, third quarter coming up.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Third quarter is about to begin here in USA. The Patriots leading the visiting Hatchets 30-19, and we're halfway through. After the score after one was 18-5, a 13-point lead for USA. Baddock set that down to 11 at half, where we stand right now. USA will be going left to right across their radio. In there for USA is Ewald, Beachy, Rick, Ballard, and Gangler, the starters for this game. Out of bounds, Trammell's in there for Bad Axe, as well as Canarian, Krug, Sutton, and Ben Braden in there with three fouls. Beachy into Ballard, top at the high post, kicks it down to Gangler, and a jump ball, basically a block from Krug, and gives the ball right back to Bad Axe. So I guess you could call that a turnover, John.
It was a nice little high-low play that the USA Patriots had going. Brendan Ballard had fed Seth Gangler. But jump ball was called, and Hatchets have it, and they're bringing up the court right now.
7:40 left on the third, 30-19, the same score as we are at halftime. Canarian, top of the key, and looks like we have a three-second call against Bad Axe.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark, that is the rarest call in basketball. Usually, if you see a 3 seconds, that meant that they had second thoughts about the previous call.
So here comes USA, against a little bit of a Bad Axe press. Ballard trying to pass it down to Gangler at the low post, but in between them was Will Sutton, who won with the volleyball block. Roofed, if I must say. Then goes right out of bounds, Patriot ball. Beachy passes it, and Ewald right back to Beachy left wing, about 25, maybe 30 feet from the basket, over to the right wing to Rick. And Trammell gets his hand on this one, and he goes out of bounds. USA ball now on the near sideline, on the side. Rick passes into Ewald. Red shoes at all. Now Ewald has it on the left wing up to Ballard, top of the high post. Trying to go a little bit of high-low action one more time. Ewald kicks it over to the left wing to Beachy. Now he throws it into the right corner, a little tip by Trammell. And Ewald back up to Beachy, over to Rick for three from the left wing. This one's up and it's good.
I was wondering when he's going to start warming up.
Dan Rick now has 9 points on the night. In the first 3 points and the first points in the second half. 33-19, USA by 14. Trammell over to Canarian, the right wing. Going against Gucci. Into the free throw line, out to Braden for three from the left wing. This one's good. The jealousy shot is good for Bad Axe, and Ben Braden makes his presence known in the first points for Braden all night long. Most men on the bench for a majority of the first half with foul trouble. And Bad Axe got a gift there as they stole it. Krug actually dribbled out of bounds, and no one saw it, so he picked it back up and passed it down. And now we have a whistle, and it's going against USA, their first foul of the second half.
Looks like that's going to be Hayden Ewald's third.
And indeed it is. Hayden Ewald in the books now with three fouls. 33-22